The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Uber and sponsored by CDW, Miller Lite, and PNC.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome into Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. I'm Chris Bowden, filling in for Zach Zabin tonight. And as always, we are joined by 85 Bear, Tom Thayer. Tommy, how are you doing tonight?
Great, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very and good. Also joined by former Bears quarterback Jim Miller, joining us over the phone tonight. Jimmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. Tom, good to be with you. About time, man. It's finally here. Football time.
Let's yes, go. 1 week from today, the Bears will report to Bourbonnais. We will be joined during the program by Bears safety Adrian Amos, who will weigh in and talk about what he's been doing during this off time. And as he begins to prepare, countdown now to 1 week before the veterans report to Bourbonnais. And some news today as well. We knew this was going to eventually happen just based on the way the collective bargaining agreement. Although I shouldn't say we knew it was going to happen, because there was an issue last year with Joey Bosa in San Diego. But the Bears officially signed Mitchell Trubisky to his rookie contract today, the number two overall pick, a four-year deal. And not really a surprise, Tom, but at the same time, you like to have all these ducks in a row, especially since the rookies are starting to gather at Halas Hall and getting a little bit of work done, too.
Yeah, especially at the quarterback position, because, again, that's the most difficult position for a guy to come out of college and being included, involved in the mix. And that's what we all want Mitchell Trubisky to be. As a Chicago Bears fan, we want Mitchell to come in here and start competing. I don't think you can just say, okay, this guy's going to come in and he's going to be a backup for his rookie season. That's no guarantee. But I want to see Mitchell Trubisky come in here and compete for the starting job. And I think I know they signed Mike Glennon, and I know he has experience in the NFL. But when you went out and you went up one draft choice to pick Mitchell Trubisky in the second pick in the first round, you brought him here to be a football player for the Bears. And now that he's signed, sealed, delivered, I want him to come in here and create excitement around here and compete and, you know, let the chips fall where they lie. And that's what's weird about this, is he's going to come in here and they want him to be the quarterback of the future. But will he be good enough at the end of training camp even to be the backup when you have experience like Mark Sanchez and Connor Shaw?
And Jim, he said all along he didn't even want to miss one day. And the fact that he was able to get this done with his agents, who also represented the number two overall picks the last 2 years, also quarterbacks in Wentz and Mariota, the fact that he's not missing even one day has to be a little bit of a shot in the arm for him. And this way, nothing in the back of his mind. He can just get to work, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to see that he made the pledge that he wasn't going to miss any time in camp, and he's followed through with that pledge. Because, you know, I just, over history, quarterbacks that have missed time in training camp, I think it definitely, especially as a rookie, it significantly hurts your career. You know, I'll go back, remember Brady Quinn. He held out for the Cleveland Browns, and I thought that was a huge mistake. And he's got good representation at that point in time in Tom Condon, but I think that hurt Brady Quinn in his NFL career. It's hard to play catch-up. One, it's hard enough to play quarterback in the NFL, but it definitely, you got to work double time if you're playing catch-up. So it's good to see. Every day is important for Mitchell Trubisky. He's going to learn a ton on the fly every single day, and as of right now, he won't be missing any time doing it. So I think it's definitely a good thing that happened today for Mitchell to get that four-year contract done.
Hey, we want to get our listeners involved as well. 312-644-6767. And want to get our listeners to weigh in a little bit on, now that the Trubisky contract is done, we're a week away. Fans can start showing up in Bourbonnais a week from tomorrow for the opening practice. Whether you're heading down to Bourbonnais or not, or if you're just watching preseason games, I want to know what Bears fans are looking for in the preseason. What are they most interested in seeing? Whether it's finding out how the quarterback situation plays out, even though Mike Glennon is the designated starter heading in. But what other things are you going to be looking for, whether it's certain players, whether it's how certain units perform during the course of the preseason, and wanting to see incremental steps of progress from where the Bears left off a year ago. And I want to ask each of you guys that, too. Again, 312-644-6767. Jump on and join us here on Bears All Access. How about you, Tom, when you're down there in Bourbonnais? Well, give us one or two things that you're really excited about and looking to keep a close eye on.
You know, one thing is the 19 injured players that the Bear concluded the season with last year. I want to see if some of these guys are going to be able to rebound to come and have the seasons that they've had in the past. You know, a guy like Kyle Long, three straight Pro Bowls coming right out of college. How is his ankle and how is he going to be able to influence the offensive line? Hronis Grasu, a guy that came in here, started eight games his rookie season, had a little bit of the injury bug, got hurt in the Family Fest last year at Soldier Field, and then sat out the entire season. He's recovering from a knee injury, and he's got real talent. And he could influence the Cody Whitehair position if Hronis Grasu came in here and played quality football. Where is Zach Miller? How is he going to influence the tight end position? So those types of injuries I want to see and to see how they influence the football team. But to me, it's all about the defensive backfield, Chris and Jim. I need to see multiple turnovers from that portion, from that group, from that, you know, six, five, four, five, six defensive backs, depending upon the defenses they're going to run. And to me, it's going to be hard not to look at the quarterbacks, but I'm going to pay attention to the defensive backs from the beginning of training camp to the start of the regular season.
Jim, how about you? I know you're going to be down there at least for the outset of camp in Bourbonnais. At least last time I talked to you, that was the plan. What are you most interested in watching as the preseason unfolds and being a part of it in the booth, too?
Well, I think we could see it last year, how it was going to merge with Jordan Howard. You know, he was kind of a breakout player for the Bears. Who are going to be the breakout players that are getting great opportunities this year? As Tom mentioned, there's very competitive situations at wide receiver, at the secondary on the defense of the Chicago Bears. And I think for a guy like Mike Glennon, could this be a breakout year for him? Because there's a lot of variables that I think indicate it could be a breakout year for Mike Glennon. I've stated all the reasons why. He is ready to be a starter in the NFL. But you just drafted a first-round quarterback. I think everybody knows what that means. That's going to push and motivate Mike Glennon. Is he going to have some breakout receivers that are going to help him? Is it Marcus Wheaton? Is it Victor Cruz? Is it Kevin White? Is this finally when we're going to see it from Kevin White? We've been expecting and anticipating it for 2 years. And then, as Tom mentioned, the secondary. Who's going to be the breakout player in the secondary that's going to get a lot of swipes, going to be a ball hawk, going to create the turnovers? We're going to talk to hopefully one of them here in a couple of short moments, in Adrian Amos, who has stepped in as a rookie and played well. But now, can he truly solidify himself to be one of the better safeties in the National Football League? And he'll have that opportunity to do so.
Again, 312-644-6767. Bears fans out there, what are you most interested in seeing as this preseason finally gets underway a week from today? When Bears report and then the practice a week from tomorrow, that's when it all starts. By the way, if you want to head down to Bourbonnais, there's kind of a new twist this year for the fans showing up there. They're going to need to have a ticket, which you can get online through ChicagoBears.com in order to gain entry into the practice field area. I think this is mostly for security concerns and whatnot, but they're free, but you do have to order those through ChicagoBears.com. And I hope to see a lot of Bears fans down there.
You know what would be interesting to hear from the callers, Chris, is as the recent draft choices and the success of some of the young quarterbacks increase the expectations of Mitchell Trubisky? Because what you saw the Philadelphia Eagles go through last year, they trade a veteran, and then they have a new head coach, and they start a rookie quarterback. He started out hot and then understood the trials of a complete NFL season. So now to the fans out there, do they have more immediate expectations because of what the Bears did and where they went out and drafted Mitchell Trubisky?
Again, 312-644-6767. Whether it's that or anything else you want to ask Bears Wise to Tom and Jim, just jump on the phone line. We'll be happy to take your phone calls. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. Bears All Access brought to you by Uber. Again, lots to discuss coming up. We'll also hope to hear from Bears safety Adrian Amos when Bears All Access continues here on 670 The Score. Go off the field with Inside the Bears. Tune in weekly Saturday at 6 p.m. on CW50 and Sunday on Fox 32 Chicago at 10:35 p.m. for unique Bears stories and interviews. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. Chris Bowden pinch hitting tonight for Zach Zabin, joined by 85 Bear Tom Thayer, as well as former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. Mark, all the guys who have called up on 644-6767, we want to hear from you. Hang tight. We will get to you, but we are pleased now to be joined by Bears third-year safety Adrian Amos, who joins us on the line. Adrian, good evening. Thanks for jumping on and joining us for a few minutes here. And as we are now a week away from the start of training camp, what's going on through your mind, through your body, as you get yourself ready? You've been through this a couple times now. How do you treat this last week? Is it farewell to summer, or are you chomping at the bit to put the pads on and get to work?
Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, you know, it's been a long off season. You know, after the season, you know what I'm saying, your body heal up, and then after a while, vacation cool, but then you start to get a little bored. So just ready to get after it and get into training camp and get around all the guys again.
You know, Adrian, no more rookie mistakes. Now we have veteran expectations for you specifically. What has changed about the way your approach to the game? And I'm talking about regular season games. Do you feel that you know the competition better, or do you feel that you know the defense in your position better?
I feel like my overall grasp of the game, my position mostly, and it's going to help me a lot with years of experience is my preparation for games, you know, for in the games, film, what to look for more on film, and how to find my plays that I'm going to make before I even touch the field.
Well, Adrian, Jim Miller here, and just in terms of, I know it's a point of emphasis every week, turnovers. Come on, we got to be ball hawks, get to the football and be disruptive. And what do you feel from that standpoint where the defense can really boost that category in terms of getting the swipes that can definitely put your offense in more advantageous situations in terms of short fields and that type of aspect?
You know, just everybody working together as a team with the pass rush coverage, swiping at the ball, just getting after it, every play. And then those turnovers will come, you know, if everybody working on, the same page, that pass rush get there and tip balls, we get intercepted, great coverage, saying we get those strip sacks. It's just us working together, becoming a better defense and just focusing on each and every day, from the first day of camp, just focusing on, getting after the ball.
There's also a fine line to that, though, I know, Adrian, because Quinton Demps, one of the new guys brought in as safety through free agency. He had 6 picks a year ago in that defense down in Houston. One of the things he said, while it's one thing to emphasize and have that mindset to try and take away the ball, he also said part of the reason he got 6 picks was he wasn't thinking about it. The play actually came to him. Do you kind of have to walk a fine line with that mindset and not being almost too over anxious to look for those, so you don't get burned in some other area?
Well, yeah, he's a vet, 12 years around there.
Calling him old, huh?
he can still get active though. He's been around for a long time, so he has a lot of wisdom when it comes to that about patience and things like that. But he's teaching me a lot about how to watch tape and things like that to be in those positions to where the ball comes to you. You know, it's not going to come to you if you're not in the right position to make those plays. And then once you get those opportunities, just taking advantage of them. So I think a lot of that goes hand in hand.
You know, you've talked a couple times about watching tape, and I was a huge fan of watching tape when I played, and even as a broadcaster. So you have the tablet, you have virtual reality, and then you have a live screen on the field at OTAs that you could have immediate response to the play, what the offense showed you, what defense was called. How have you embraced all this technology from the time you got out of college to your 3 years, now your third year in the NFL? Have you been able to use that as a real learning tool?
The OTA thing is a new thing that I saw up there. I don't know. That might be too much for me right now to go over there after, each and every play. But As far as what you're saying about the
you know, the access to all the tablets and virtual reality and all that kind of stuff, all these new tools that they're offering to you guys to improve your game off the field.
Yeah. You know, as years go by, I realize how much of an advantage that is. You know, just to take advantage of using that tablet, using the the actually we can watch it anytime we want to at home. Afterwards, you know, even during games when we got the you know the sheets on the sidelines and things like that that you didn't have in college, and I think a lot of people you know take that stuff for granted, but I think that's definitely a tool that you know that helps out.
Well, Adrian, I want you to put your scouting cap on because clearly on the other side of the ball, you're facing Mike Glennon. You'll see him in training camp, and you've seen him through the OTAs. And I feel really good about this player. He is ready to start and become a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL. What have you noticed, whether from the angles in the backfield where you're dropping back, seeing the ball come out of his hand, how quickly he reads the defense, and just your impressions of Mike Glennon coming over from Tampa Bay and the Bears starting quarterback to start the season?
What I've seen from day one is that he's hungry to succeed. He wants to come here, win. He wants to come and, you know, he has something to prove, and you can tell that, and he's trying to build, you know, that chemistry with the entire team, not just the offense. You know, he's trying to build that with the secondary, the linebackers, the, you know, receivers. You know, he's a pleasure to have in the locker room. So, you know, from day one, you know, you just see his mindset and mentality. But, you know, as far as attributes, he came out there, you know, they're learning a new offense and, he didn't teach too many, you know, mental errors. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a quarterback coach or anything from back there. It looks like he made a lot of the right reads, you know, in coverages that we had. He found, you know, where the weakness of the coverage was. So it seemed from a mental aspect, you know, he's right there. And then we'll see come, you know, camp with pads on. You know, I haven't seen, I haven't seen him in person other than you know, I was watching him, you know, back in his Tampa days. Mm-hmm. But moving forward, you know, we'll see, you know, how everything comes together, you know, this camp.
Mark and Bourbonnais, Jim in Denver, hang tight. I know you called on 644-6767. We'll get to your calls in just a couple of moments or kind of spend another minute or two here with Adrian Amos. And Adrian, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. You haven't even reported to camp yet, but when that schedule came out, and you saw week one, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Atlanta. Week two, Jameis, O.J. Howard, DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans. Week three, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. Week four, you know about Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson and all those guys. With the new pieces in the secondary, how crucial is it going to be for everybody to be on the same page right off the bat? You always want that, but especially with those first four opponents that you're going to see in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, we have to be ready. We get, you know, some great tests early in the season, you know, to test to see where we're at. You know, but we take it one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, I know that's the right thing to say, but, you know, that's exactly what we have to do. You know, take it one day at a time, come together, you know, as a secondary and be on the same, you know, be on that same page. So, you know, because it's not like we get too much of a warm up. We just have to, you know, execute. What better way to test out, you know, where we're at than to get thrown right in the fire with some of the, you know, top offensive techs in the league.
Hey, Adrian, two guys that have come to the team, Prince Amukamara and Marcus Cooper, they have experiences in the NFL, and they are cornerbacks. Can experienced cornerbacks come in and help a young safety?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of that goes, you know, hand in hand. The corners help the safety, safeties help the corners. When the corners out there and they know what's going on and they're locking down their job and you don't have to worry about them jobs. Then the next person, you know, everybody doing their job and everybody knows, you know what to do. That helps out. you know, tremendously. Along with, us getting a veteran in Quentin Dempsey at safety, those corners, veteran corners, going to help out a lot, you know, because they've seen a lot of ball, played a lot of ball, you know, they've seen, they've been beat before and they made plays before, so, they're ready for, anything that can come.
Well, last question for me, Adrian, always appreciate your time. Just the mindset of the defense. You know exactly what Vic Fangio wants to do now. You guys are not newbies to this defense. And just the mindset, because, I classify you guys as a group that probably just should be an ornery group ready to pick a fight. I believe that's where you guys are at as a defense. Love the front seven. We'll see how the competitiveness is on the back end of the secondary. Love where the linebackers are at. Hopefully Trevathan can come back and participate in the defense. But I just see an ornery group ready looking to pick a fight. Just talk about that mindset and where you feel this defense is currently.
Well, as we come together, we want to be a physical defense. We'll see what our true identity is once we get pads on and once we get going and we start building together. But, yeah, we want to fly around the ball. We want to make more plays, and we want to do our job each and every day. We want to be consistent. We have I can speak, for the secondary and myself, we got to be more consistent. We have great plays, we have bad plays, but we want to be consistent throughout the games, finish some of these close games that we have. And, that starts in practice, finishing every play in practice, putting the string of great practices together. So that's something that we can, start or restart. We started at OTAs, but we can, restart in day one of camp when we get to Bourbonnais.
Well, that happens a week from today. Those practices start that you want to string together, strong practices, they start a week from tomorrow. Adrian, enjoy your final week of freedom because the grind is about to begin. We appreciate you jumping on here on Bears All Access, and we'll see you next Wednesday in Bourbonnais.
Thanks, Adrian. Oh,
yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Adrian Amos, third-year safety of the Chicago Bears. Jim in Denver, Mark in Bourbonnais, everyone else who's called up at 312-644-6767 with your questions for Tom and for Jim, and just your thoughts on what you're most anxious to see here as the Bears report to camp 1 week from today. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back on 670 The Score. Get round-the-clock news, video, and updates straight from your favorite team. Download the Chicago Bears official app. Follow the Bears on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat as Tom does for the latest content direct to your device. Welcome back to Bears All Access. Brought to you by Uber. Chris Bowden pinch-hitting for Zach Zabin tonight. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, as always, they're the old standbys on this show every week. And we want to get to some of the phone calls again, 312-644-6767. We are 1 week away from the start of training camp. Jim in Denver has been patiently holding on, unless there's a Denver, Illinois that I'm not aware of. This is we're going to the Rockies here. Jim, thanks for calling Bears All Access. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just had a question and observation. All I hear from the experts, so-called experts on the radio, is Bears best case scenario, maybe six wins. I'm thinking with a little bit of luck and a little bit of health this year, I'm thinking 8-10. What are the Bears doing to try to not be this injured team? I mean, are they doing different exercises? They have different coaches. What are they doing to prevent a recap of last year?
Jim, that is a good question. I think health is a major part of it. And I do think they didn't have to readdress the weight room issue. I think they have given guys an opportunity to go out there and gain some strength, lift heavier weights, be involved in more exercises that have maybe they brought here themselves to college or throughout their career. Because, you can influence a player in the weight room, but there comes a point in time where you have to respect how he got to this level. And if he wants to do exercise, have a little bit different tone, a little bit different style, but it also gives you the confidence of strength, I do think that you do have to address that situation, because with the amount of injuries, if you do have those again, it's going to be difficult to have any success. But I think if you go here and you allow these guys to live in the weight room and do in the weight room, which got him to the NFL, I think it's going to help him a lot on the field.
And Jim, Jim Miller, one thing that they've tweaked a little bit going into this year, the coaching staff, the practice schedule. Last year, they seemed to stagger every other day. There was like a 9:30 start, and then there was another one in the 11:15, 11:30 range. These are all going to be consistent in the 11 o'clock hour when they do have practice starting. It's going to be under the hot midday sun, but at the same time, there's a little bit more recovery time to get ready for that practice. And Jim and Tom, it's one of these things that it probably can be adjusted on the fly if necessary, depending on how the guys are feeling. But there's a little bit more consistency with a later start here, something that they're trying to do to try and stay away from, you know, what's jumped up and bit them the last 2 years.
Yeah, everything, you know, a lot of teams do their due diligence in terms of the science and everything that's involved in getting players here healthy. Obviously, the rest and recovery is a big part of it. But I still believe you've really got to stress your body to get prepared for what you're going to do in an NFL season. But most teams, whether it's their training staffs, their doctors, their nutritionists now, say if you've got a slew of hamstring pulls, you know, maybe that's something in how the work or the stretching protocol for every team. But I can't necessarily say that for the Bears last year. You had everything from torn labrums to broken bones to patella tendons, like with the Danny Trevathan. So I just don't know if you can single, you know, point at one thing that, hey, we're doing this wrong. I think most teams are on it. There are many studies out there. Some of it has to deal with the playing surfaces, say when you're dealing with the Liz Frank injuries to players' feet and things like that. So most teams are on top of it. And if there is a slew of the same injury, maybe, like I said, a soft tissue hamstrings, teams will, you know, add something different in terms of the protocol of what you're asking them to do in the weight room, or maybe more Cybex testing, things like that, to make sure all those things can be eliminated as much as possible as they can.
You know, that's one thing about the Bears. They have Jen Gibson, who Ryan Pace brought here as the nutritionist, as the dietitian, and she does a great job. If you watch her on the practice field, man, she goes to every single position, and she understands the proper pre-hydration of practice, hydration at practice itself, and then the post-hydration, and then the diet that's offered to these guys. If you are overweight or if you're underweight, it's your own fault, because the Bears and Jen Gibson have offered these guys the best in nutrition out there to make sure that you're fulfilling your obligation to make sure that you're prepared on the practice field.
312-644-6767 is our number. Back to the phone lines we go. And again, if you have a question for Tom or Jim, or I just want to weigh in on what you're going to be particularly watching during the course of Bourbonnais, during the course of the four preseason games, give us a call. Again, 312-644-6767. Mark is right down there in Bourbonnais. He joins us now. And Mark, are you rolling out the red? Are you getting your red carpet ready for Thayer and Miller and 90-some football players next week?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, especially coming to see you guys at the tent. but I have my main concern is, though, do you think Trubisky's going to be all right?
In what way?
What?
Like, do you think that he'll end up starting eventually in the main season? Do you think he'll do all right if they do?
I think there's no rush to put him in there. They want to bring him along the right way. One, I do not feel that he's ready to play right now. That will declare itself, and the coaches will know when they feel confident that he can, if they were to put him in a game and he can protect himself. Okay, what I mean by that, and I go back to what Jeff Fisher and how he brought along Steve McNair. You know, early in his career when he was at that point, that was the Houston Oilers at that point. And I played for the Steelers, so we would go down there. And they put him in maybe a series in the first half and a series in the second half. And it wasn't that way to start the season. You know, so I think they want to be careful that he's prepared to get on the field, and if he were to, you know, if he needs to protect himself against a blitz, maybe it's a hot read, something like that, he has to know where to go with the football. And, you know, I even go back to Jeff Fisher last year. Every week he had a plan in place for Jared Goff. You know, I think early, and Tom brings up the great case scenario about, you know, Philadelphia, when they drafted Carson Wentz, even at North Dakota State, they did a lot of personnel groupings. It wasn't just a spread attack. He worked from underneath the center. They had run. They had play action. They had check with me's at the line of scrimmage. And some of these are foreign to young Mitchell Trubisky. But when he's ready, potentially that's there. Now, let's say if the record is not good late in the year and they feel he's ready, maybe it is a series, a half for Mitchell Trubisky. You know, but he has to prove that he's ready where the coaches, the front office, feel confident in putting him out there. You just don't want to throw the young man to the wolves if he's not prepared to do so.
You know, Mark, the last caller from Bourbon A, I hear a nervousness in his voice about Mitchell Trubisky. But, you know, I never want a player on my football team to have the luxury of coming back and saying, look, we're not going to use you. We're going to bring you along slowly. But sometimes that is in the back of the mind of some players of different positions. If you have depth or if you're at the quarterback position, I want a guy to have the desire to be on the football field. But, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it was normal for a team to draft a quarterback that was going to sit on the bench for a couple years, kind of learn the way around the locker room, the way around the system, the terminology, everything that goes along with the position, and then you get inserted into the lineup some way, shape, or form. It's just that the collective bargaining agreement and modern day football, a lot of that has changed is because the immediacy of the expectations. But I want to hear confidence in the voices of the Bears fans, not a nervousness.
We've had this conversation before. A lot of times, like if you were to talk to Bill Cowher, they did not want to play Ben Roethlisberger as early as they did. Unfortunately, there's an injury to Tommy Maddox. He's thrust into the lineup. You know, could that happen for the Bears? Absolutely. And the coaches would have to manage it, you know. So where is Mark Sanchez's knee at? I mean, God forbid if Glennon were to go down early, but what if Trubisky is thrust into that situation? You have to be prepared for it, and the coaches would have to manage it at that point.
Let's squeeze in one more call before we take a break here. Boy, we're spraying all fields. We've had Denver, we've had Bourbon A, and now let's go out to Iowa. Jim has a couple of questions on the defensive side. Good evening, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Darren, by the way.
Oh, Dan?
Darren.
Oh, Darren. I'm sorry.
Hey, Darren.
How you doing? Sorry about that.
Okay, I got two questions about, if by some chance Dan Trevathan starts on a six-week pump list and Nick Kukowski comes in as second-year linebacker out of West Virginia, now if he's playing very well, let's say Pro Bowl level after six games, what do you do with Dan Trevathan? Put him back in or pull Nick Kukowski? And one other thing about Mitchell Trubisky. I don't think he's going to be ready for the regular season to start. No, he's not. But Bill Polian made a comment today that if he goes into training camp and beats out Glennon, you've got to start the young kid. And we will. And we did that with Peyton Manning up there in Indianapolis. He started week one, and we weren't very good. But look at what Peyton Manning's got today. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk.
Thanks. Darren, thanks. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I would think, well, normally that's the old adage. If all things are equal, you're going to go with the younger player. But I think Mike Glennon is going to be given the opportunity to start for all the reasons that we just mentioned. Now, could Mitchell Trubisky surprise like what Carson Wentz did a year ago? I'm not saying that's the case, but that just puts him one step closer to getting the game. Because let's say if Mike Glennon goes out there, maybe he's struggling in one of those hard games that Chris brought up that starts the season for the Chicago Bears. And the coach says, you want to know what? Hey, Mike, just come over here on the sideline, get a breather. Let's throw the kid in there and see what happens. Mm-hmm. That could happen as well, too. And so, I mean, we haven't seen Mike Glennon play an entire year. He's going to go through his rough patches as well. But I think he's ready to be the player that I think the Bears believe he could be, and that's why they signed him this offseason.
And, Tom, about Trevathan and Kwiatkowski, yeah. You could see the improvement in Kwiatkowski last year. And as he got more playing time, the game slowed down for him, and I think having him there now allows Danny Trevathan to take as
right.
much time.
You know, you look at Kwiatkowski, and you look at 6'2", 242, and he's had a healthy offseason, so that means he's going to be healthier, he's going to be stronger, he's going to be faster, he's more involved in the offseason. Danny Trevathan recovering from a leg injury, and when you look at him, 6'1", 239. Now, how does that affect his body weight? How does that affect the lower body strength? Are you pushing on equal terms because you are recovering? So there's a lot that you have to consider when you're coming off of a pup list. My last year I started on pup list because I had back surgery. And you have to make sure that everything fits together. You cannot be favoring one side of your body. You can't be still fighting for strength because you don't have the opportunity to invest in the offseason what you did. So a guy like Nick Kukowski, I have big expectations for him, because when these rookies, these guys that have come off their rookie year, and now they have an entire offseason to devote just to themselves rather than getting ready for the combine, trying to decide on an agent, understand where they're going to be drafted, learning a system. So I do think that is an interesting battle to pay attention to.
I hope he comes back and he's ready to play. I think they're going to be very smart with Danny Trevathan. That is a significant injury that he's recovering from.
Second major knee injury of his career, too.
Yeah, and you want to know what, though? But if he's healthy, that's good for the coaches, mm-hmm. and it's a good situation to be in. So maybe it's something like if he clears and goes through PUP and then the practice, everything looks good, then they'd potentially slowly – work him in. You're not going to throw a player with that type of injury and say, oh, Danny, you're starting this game. Take 90 snaps. That's not going to happen. They're going to be smart bringing him back the right way.
Well, if you follow Danny on Twitter, he's talking a good game on Twitter about how he's progressing. But I think we'll have a much greater sense when Ryan Pace, John Fox meet the media next Wednesday.
Like it too, because Danny Trevathan plays fast. He plays sideline to sideline. He plays anywhere on the field. So I would like to see him influenced, a big influence in the depth of the linebacker position, because every time you got someone, chomping at the bit or, nipping at your heels, it always makes that other player better.
Time for another timeout here on Bears All Access. Again, if you'd like to weigh in, call us at 312-644-6767. I want to talk to these guys a little bit about how they treated back in their day this 5 or 6 week break that I don't even know even existed back when they played, before having to get away from it all, and how they treated that ahead of the grind of training camp. That when we continue on 670 The Score. You're listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. Experience the fun and excitement of Meyer Bears Family Fest on Saturday, August 5th, as the Bears hold a team practice at Soldier Field. All tickets are just $8. Get yours today at ChicagoBears.com. Heading down the home stretch here, about 4 minutes to go on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber. I mentioned before the break, I wanted to hear each of these guys, as we look forward to training camp, some of their stories from back in the day, or at least one good one that they can share here on the air. Jim, we'll get to you in a moment, but Tom, you're with the Wild Bunch back in the day.
Sorry to interrupt you. Because, when I went to my first training camp with the Bears, I came right from my USFL season. Literally ended a game on Saturday night, drove directly to training camp on Monday morning. So, we all had scooters at training camp. I had a Honda Elite 150. Mm-hmm. And so we went through training camp, 5 weeks of training camp, just dead at the end of it. So Ditka told us the last night of training camp, look, if you're rookies, stay overnight and take the bus home in the morning. But if you're a veteran and you want to load up your car tonight, go ahead. So I asked Dick, I said, can I go home because I need to get out of here? And he goes, yeah. So I had Dave Finzer, our punter, take all my stuff home. I drove my scooter from Platteville, which is 3 hours and 45 minutes, a Honda Elite 150 dark.
Farm fields.
The fastest I could go would be 54 miles an hour, and I drove it all the way to my house in Northbrook.
Well, you didn't get busted for speeding.
But when I was driving, I had on these sunglasses, and a semi threw a rock, and it hit me in the forehead, and it caused a little cut. And when I got home, and it was dripping blood hitting my nose and then splattering on my chest, and it looked like I got shot in the chest when I was riding. Geez. But that was how desperate I was to get home from training
camp. Tom Nagurski. Jim, how about you? Give us a tale from training camp.
The only thing that would have topped that is if Tom had his Bears helmet on the whole time. Right? No.
Going through Wisconsin, too.
But, I think like anything else, you're trying to prove yourself to your new teammates, obviously, to show that you belong, and to your coaches. And for me, I just remember my rookie camp. Unfortunately, it came to a close early because I broke my thumb. But I had a couple of good scrimmages against the Bills and the Washington Redskins. And these coaches, they're always trying to test you. And because, I'd perform well early, I just remember it because it was me, Neil Donnell, and Mike Tomczak. And they just threw me in with the ones. And you got to be able to perform, So I was doing 7-on-7 against, Rod Woodson, Kevin Green, obviously Greg Lloyd, those type of guys. And, it's like what Brett Favre said, even though things were kind of still, I was sorting them out in my mind. Hey, this play, this terminology, what they're asking for, here's the coverage. So whether it was 7-on-7 or team, it's kind of the old adage, never let them see you sweat.
Mm.
And I knew it. I gained a lot of confidence, when they did that. Because they felt I was ready to do that. And I just remember, and I told myself after that practice, I'm ready to do this. I can do this. You know, so it gave me more confidence, but it was constantly getting in your playbook and all those things and believing in yourself. You know, Tom believed in himself when he arrived for the Chicago Bears, and I believed in myself when I arrived for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you got to be ready when they call your number. That's what it's about.
Real quick, did you have to experience, Jim, any rookie orientation or anything like that from some of your fellow players?
No, luckily I never had to get up and sing the fight song or anything like that. I was a part of the rookie show, so I imitated Ron Earhart, who was a pretty funny coach on our staff for the Steelers, and that pretty much ingratiated me with a lot of the veterans as well because they thought it was hysterical. So we had a good little skit. Me and Rivati, who was a linebacker drafted out of Penn State, got a lot of laughs out of the vets, so that kind of helped us out quite a bit.
Well, it all starts a week from tomorrow. That's the first practice down in Bourbonnais. Bears fans, again, that opening practice will be about 11 o'clock or so, as will most of them throughout. You can get the entire schedule on ChicagoBears.com. Remember, you do have to purchase tickets, free tickets online, in order to attend those practices. Reporting day a week from today, and the first practice next Thursday down in Bourbonnais. I'd like to thank our producer Shane Reardon and Herb Lawrence. Also thank Bear safety Adrian Amos for joining us. Tommy, we'll see you down in Bourbonnais next week. And Jim, same for you, okay?
Big Jim.
Looking forward to it.
All
Chris,
right. Jim, looking forward to seeing you.
For Tom Thayer and Jim Miller, I'm Chris Bowden, filling in for Zach Zabeman. Thanks for joining us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Uber on 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on ChicagoBears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Uber and sponsored by CDW, FanDuel, and Verizon.